Hey there! Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I've tried, and whatever is on my mind. There you go. All right. What's on my mind today? Because, you know, haven't been anywhere. So it is what it is. And there was a snowstorm. Well, I mean, the snowstorm has nothing to do with anything. I was trying to come up with a podcast and I finally figured one out. Don't know if you're going to like it or not, but we're going to give this a try. So today's podcast is all about city life versus country life. And I may have done a podcast about this before. Haven't a clue. So, you'll just have to forgive me if you've already heard something similar from me. But, you know, it's just me and I can't come up with anything else to talk about. I mean, there are things that I could complain to you about. But I figured, I won't complain today. Let's try to come up with something fun or cheerful or interactive, maybe. So, here's the funny thing. I am a city girl at heart. I really am. You may not be able to tell by hearing my voice or looking at me or anything like that, but I was born and raised in Brooklyn. Yes, the very Brooklyn. Well, yeah, I guess it would be. It's not quite. Okay, let me backtrack here. I actually found out a while ago there's actually another Brooklyn in some other state. I don't know why, but I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, one of the five boroughs. So there you have it. You know what? I think for the most part, I loved growing up down there. You know, I did things with my family. I did things with my parents. I loved going to see my grandparents on both sides. I loved when it was summer outside and we would go and have family picnics, or I guess I should say barbecues, with my dad's family. It was a somewhat big Italian family and we had lots and lots of fun. You know, there was yelling, there was food. I mean, there was food. And I would also love going for Italian ice or ice cream with my mom on a hot summer day. To me, that was it. You know, and at nights in the summertime, I would be allowed to play outside with my friends, catch fireflies, let them loose eventually. And it just, I don't know. I probably actually led a boring life and I just didn't realize it because I didn't go out that often unless I was with my mom. I feel like she's the person that I hung out with the absolute most. But I loved it when we got in our station wagon. And my dad would surprise us and take us to Dunkin' Donuts, which was in Sheepshead Bay. I loved it when we went to the car wash, which was just down the block from where we lived. Which, by the way, growing up, we lived in Kensington. And by the time I married my husband, we lived in Bay Ridge. So we kind of moved a bit. But, you know, I knew Brooklyn kind of well. I mean, not as well as some people because I only know the sections that I lived in. But to me, it was always like, yeah, you want to go somewhere? You go and you walk it, or, you know, you take the bus, or you take the train, or anything like that. It just seemed like everyday life. Brooklyn, it was a city. I loved it. And I loved it when we went up to the Catskills for vacations and all that stuff. And then I met my husband. And he is a country boy. He lived in upstate New York, and this is going to sound weird, but when we met and we decided to date, it was actually a long-distance relationship. So we only got to see each other every other week. So the way that worked was I would get on a Yankee Trail bus, and I would do the, I think, 3-4 hour drive on that bus, and he would meet me at the bus station, and I would spend the weekend with him and his parents. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, he would do the same thing. He would get on the Yankee Trail bus and he would drive all the way down to Brooklyn. And, you know, we would pick him up at the train station in Manhattan. And then we would have to, well, sometimes we took the car to pick him up. Other times we took the train. But either way, we picked him up and he stayed with me and my parents for an entire weekend. So I know it sounds weird. It does sound weird, but this long distance relationship worked. Do you know how I know this worked? Because we've been married for 28 years now. So I do know that that worked. And I think while we were dating, I kind of became mesmerized with the country life because at times I was bored. I will admit it. I was at times when we were dating and I would visit him up here. But then I would watch nature when I came up here and we were dating, because in springtime, when the trees start blooming and the flowers start blooming, it was just absolutely incredible to me to watch. And in the fall, when the leaves start to change colors, it was absolutely gorgeous. It's not something that you get in Brooklyn. Either one of those things is not something you get in Brooklyn. I mean, you know, we have the change of seasons and all that stuff, but nothing as beautiful as upstate New York. And then we got married and I had to get used to country life. And I'm going to tell you, it was not the easiest thing for this sturdy girl to do, okay? I had to get used to no streetlights at night when I was going someplace with my husband. That was really difficult because whether you're walking or driving in Brooklyn, there's always streetlights, so you could see really, really well wherever you're going. In the country, not so. In the country, you have to put those high beams on if you want to see where you're going. And that took me a while to get used to. I mean, like, I was probably doing a little bit below speed limit whenever we drove because I was terrified. But then, you know, after a while of living up here in the country, after we got married, it was like, wow. I mean, there was a whole bunch to do. You had to drive to all these different places, but that was part of the fun because you got to drive on a windy country road to get from point A to point B. And yeah, that was pretty cool. I loved it. I still love it. And I just getting to see the mountains and getting to go apple picking for fresh apples and strawberry picking once strawberry season and all that stuff was so much fun. And it's just, there's more and more and more things that I could talk to you about. And it's like, yeah, people ask me now, would you ever move back to Brooklyn? And I would tell them hands down, no. Because I'm not a country girl, but I don't think I'm a city girl anymore either. I guess I'm an in-betweeny because, well, maybe I am a country girl, but I've got the Brooklyn accent still. But I got to tell you, we moved one last time. Well, I hope this is the last time anyway. And now I'm in the Adirondacks where it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, these mountains have got the Catskill Mountains beat. It's absolutely gorgeous up here. And I finally got to see a couple of bears. That just made it for me. I was like, whoa. So I absolutely love bears. So when I got to see a bear run across the road to get to where it was going, seriously, yeah, that was wow. So if you'd ask me about city life versus country life, I have to tell you, they each, I guess, have their perks and maybe they each have their downfalls, but I would have to say probably for me, growing up in Brooklyn was a good thing for me because that gave me an idea of what it was like to grow up in the city, if that makes any sense. And then, you know, when people that I know want to go to the city, they ask what to do and I could, you know, say, hey, there's that thing. But then there's the country life where I get to get in my car and drive on windy country roads and I get to see the mountains and the rivers and it's just so amazing. So I guess for me, I would probably go with country life now over the city life. And I know there's other people out there that either agree with me or disagree with me. And that is totally okay. That's what I want to know. If you're listening to this podcast, this is what I like to know. Do you prefer city life or do you prefer country life? I would love for you to tell me, like whether if you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco or another city in California, or if you do live in Brooklyn or in Queens or Manhattan, or if you live in, I don't know, maybe like Dublin or Belfast or England, well, not England, London, England, or out in the country, like in Trim in Ireland, or I don't know if Cork is considered a city or country, but I don't know. I like visiting the city now, whether it's traveling to Manhattan or getting on a plane and traveling to Dublin or Belfast or England, London. I don't know why I keep getting that confused. But there's no place like home at this point. And somehow, the Adirondacks in upstate New York have become my home. And I just absolutely love my surroundings. And I just really would love to hear from you. What is your take on this? Do you prefer the city life or do you prefer the country life? Do you like living in the city and visiting the country every once in a while? Or do you like living in the country and visiting the city every once in a while? I mean, there is really no wrong answer to this. There really isn't. You know, you like one or not the other. And that's perfectly fine. I know personally for me, it was interesting enough growing up in Brooklyn, and then I moved to the country. And yeah, who would have thought? I probably wouldn't have thought, but I mean, you might have done the same exact thing or vice versa. So if you are listening to this podcast about city life versus country life, I would so much love to hear from you. I don't get to hear from my listeners that often, but if you're hearing this and you want to tell me, please feel free. I don't care what country you live in. I mean, I am fascinated to know if you're listening to this and you are living in England or Israel or Ireland or wherever. I would love to hear from you and tell me what you think, city life versus country life. And yes, I am going to give one little thing a plug because of this topic. If you would like to know just a slight bit more what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and moving to the country, you can check out my book if you would like. It is called Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. You can get that on paperback. You could get that on the Kindle. And if you happen to think my voice isn't that bad to listen to, you can get it on audio. Yeah, it's pretty simple to download. And you'll get some funny stories in that book. You might cry as well. You might, but why not give it a try? You know, you could always return it. I mean, I always tell people that all the time. You can return the book, especially if it's a Kindle or audio. I mean, it does hurt my feelings, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. So I'm just letting you know that if you want to know a little bit more about what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and moving to upstate, like I said, it's in the book, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. And I hope you like it. So that's it for my podcast for right now. I'm going a little bit longer than what I wanted to. Sorry about that. So if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can at SRKBear. If you would like to follow me on LinkedIn, you can. My books are on social media. My blogs are out there. KathleenSmith.org is where you can find all of my blogs, and I am working on a new one. You will also find my books are on my blog as well. They have their own page. YouTube. I have a YouTube channel if you would like to check it out. I believe I have 172 videos and shorts that you can check out and take a look at. You don't have to if you don't want to, but you can. That's Kat and Smith. KatAndSmith. Kat and Smith. I know. Weird handle, but it's mine. What else? Yeah, you can find all of my books on Facebook. You can find my blog on Facebook. You can find my business on Facebook, which reminds me, my business is all about apps. Okay. We are called Bears with Apps. We have apps for your entire family. So please check that out. Whether it's your kids need help with spelling, we got that for you. If you need help with your multiplications or you're adding, we got that app for you. If you need help with learning how to write or practice your writing, we got that app for you. And we've got a silly quiz game for you as well. Cash registers. We have a couple of different cash registers. They're very, very, very simple, but they are there. You will find them under my name, Kathleen Smith, Bears with Apps, and I hope you enjoy them. At the moment, they are only in the Apple App Store. We are working on others, but that's it for now. So, okay, I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, about city life versus country life. If you want to reply to this, please do. I would love to hear from you. And in the meantime, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I am back. Bye-bye and thank you.